America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In our Judge Donnie debate yesterday, you argued effectively for Mike Tomlin to be here.
Yeah.
And now Diana Rossini is saying it, and so is ESPN. They put out an article today on mid-season awards, and they went with Mike Tomlin as their coach of the year at the halfway point. Mike's never won it, and I think if he were to get it, it would be because they want to give him a lifetime achievement award based on what other coaches are doing right now, which I think he's done a good job. I would admit, and I'm doing this between gritted teeth because I've been such a harsh critic, but I can't deny the fact that he's done a pretty good job this year. So he's in the conversation for me.
So I when we talked about doing this topic, see, what I don't want you to do is, because in Judge Donnie I was tasked with arguing the affirmative for him.
Yes.
That you then say, well, wait a minute. If you don't say that today, you argued this in Judge Donnie is its own self-contained apparatus here. Can we at least agree on that?
Its own self-contained apparatus.
What happens
that
on
sounds
Judge,
like something Tomlin would say.
What happens on Judge Donnie stays on Judge Donnie.
Okay.
I don't think if I had a vote, I would actually vote for him for Coach of the Year. Because I think it's hard to do a couple things in the NFL. Win big with a rookie quarterback. Win with a quarterback that hasn't really won elsewhere at any point in their career, like a journeyman, right? So I do think there are two guys, one of whom we'll see this weekend, who are doing that. Dan Quinn is winning with a rookie quarterback in Jaden Daniels. You can argue that Dan Quinn was just piloting the ship that happens to have a guy who has been very precocious, and that Cliff Kingsbury, their offensive coordinator, if anybody, should like win an award on that staff for like doing such a good job to help this guy transition into the pros. So that's one guy. And then I think you still have to actually look at Kevin O'Connell doing what he's done with Sam Darnold as being extremely impressive.
They're 6-2, just like the Steelers.
Right. And so, and there again, he's benefiting from the fact that he also has a guy who probably should be a head coach in the league right now on his staff in Flores. And that defense is just vicious looking. But it is eye-opening what O'Connell's done with a guy in Sam Darnold who has never really had sustained success anywhere. What I'm going to say, though, is that Tomlin would probably be in my top three or four right now. He might be third or fourth. What I think is very impressive about him, and I think it's something that you and I take for granted, we're in this fishbowl. We look at everything he does like it's under a magnifying glass. You know, we just take it down to the absolute nth degree, which people like Diana Rossini, frankly, do not do because they are covering every team in the league. But what he has done that I think we cannot lose sight of is this. With a quarterback that now we all know, and it looks like he was right to feel this way about him in Justin Fields, was always his backup, was never seen as a true, like, well, this guy could have been the starter easily. He always viewed him as backup to Russell Wilson. He started the season by winning on the road against Atlanta, a team that's now 6-3. By winning on the road against Denver, a team I don't really believe in, but a team that does have a good defense and is 5-4 and would be in the playoffs if they ended today. And then by coming home and being the only team all season so far to score 20 points on the Los Angeles Chargers and beat them. Now, we would normally, you and I say, and a lot of his critics would say, well, he lost to Indy. How the hell did he not have a plan for Joe Flacco? Like, why did they just turtle in that game?
Very true.
It is true. And we would also say you are a defensive coach with a very highly compensated defense that gets paid nine figures when everybody is healthy.
And you lost to Dallas.
How on earth did you blow a late lead that Fields got you against Dallas? Also true. But because there is such an automatic temptation here with this guy to focus on those two negatives, I think I would be remiss if I didn't point out that those three wins to start the season with their backup quarterback are very impressive wins. Not one of those teams is a bad team. What happened in each of those games is, to varying degrees, the Steelers, mainly because of their defense, made them look bad. They made Cousins look terrible. They made Nix look like a total rookie and probably should have won that game by a lot more. And they knocked Herbert out of the game. Now, Herbert came in a little bit hobbled, granted, but they still KO'd him and got him out of there. Like, I have to give him credit for, with his backup quarterback, scoring three very impressive wins. And then the other thing is, too, the reason I would have him very high, one of the major things since Ben retired we have, I think, accurately said about him is he has no feel for quarterbacks. He has done a very bad job at pulling those levers. He pulled the exact right one at the exact right time this year. They're 2-0 with Russell Wilson, and I think Russell Wilson being the way he's been is the main reason people think that they could actually make some noise this year. Like, it takes guts to do some of the stuff he's done this year, and you have to be a good coach to win some of the games with the guy he eventually sent to the bench. He is doing a very good job.
If they were to, let's say they win 12 games, and they win the division, they somehow do better than Baltimore, but they don't do as well as Kansas City. And so they go 12-5.
Number two seed or so, what?
Yeah. Like, okay. Let's say they go 12-5.
Okay.
And they end up playing,
it'd be like Broncos or Chargers or maybe Bengals.
Let's say they play the Chargers.
Yep.
In the first round of the playoffs, and now Herbert isn't playing a half a football on a bad ankle. He's completely healthy. And they lose that game.
I'll be disappointed. I will consider that not good enough.
Okay, that's what I was just going to ask you.
No, because they would be favored in that game. They would have much closer to a push at quarterback than they've ever had.
Really what that says is it doesn't matter if Mike Tomlin wins Coach of the Year. It doesn't matter if they win 11 or 12 games. If they don't win a playoff game, it negates everything that he did in the regular season. How you feel.
It does for me. Because I think he's got a quarterback now that can allow you to feel that way. There were times where I still did feel in the last couple of years like him making it and dragging these teams in was impressive in and of itself. I don't feel that way anymore. You went to Russell Wilson. Your offense suddenly looks transformed. That was the thing holding you up. Now do it. It would make it even worse if he lost to the Chargers in your hypothetical. I know they knocked Herbert out, and Herbert was playing really well till he got knocked out. But there's no guarantee they wouldn't have won that game even with Herbert in. You know what he's also done really well? Made a lot of adjustments at halftime, and they've been a terrific, usually, team at
now,
closing games out.
Conversely, if they got in by the skin of their teeth, went 10-7, and had to go on the road and play the Bills in the first round and won.
Better season than 12-5 and lose to the Chargers. I mean, he is here ultimately. You're asking how will people locally judge him, and it's based on if you get to the playoffs, then what happens when you get there? Completely. But this is an award. I'm trying to have the discussion through the lens that it's actually given, you know, the award's given. How is his team in the regular season? So far, he's done a very good job and actually made me more optimistic that he can win a playoff game.
Donnie, you might know this. The year that the Red Sox lost to the Yankees in the playoffs, the year before they won the World Series,
2003.
Was Grady Little the manager of the year that season and he got fired?
Oh, let me look. I don't know that off the top of my
head. I think he might have been. Were they
who can find it faster, me or Donnie?
He blew it so bad. And they prioritized the playoffs over the regular season so much that he still got fired.
It was not him. Jack McKeon.
Okay, Jack.
In the Marlins.
Well, wait a minute. There's got to be an AL and NL.
Oh, no, he was AL manager of the year.
He was?
No. He was fourth.
In the voting.
Tony Pena.
Kansas City?
Yeah.
They had a good year.
Ron Gardenhier. Ken Maka.
Okay, never mind then. I was going to say that maybe there was... Tomlin's not getting fired either way, but I'm just saying.
Man, there are some names on this list.
I think we've gotten to a point with him where the regular season is so insignificant compared to the playoffs, and so much stock is put in those playoff games that even winning one of them counts for like 20 regular season wins.
I think it does.
He just needs that playoff win so bad because it's been so long.
He also, I think, needs it. It also counts that much because I think unless you somehow get Denver in the first round, which I guess could happen, but I'm not betting that they're going to hang around. Chances are in the AFC, you're going to have to beat a very good quarterback in any playoff game because just look at the way the conference stacks up. Here's one thing I will say he has convinced me of this year that I attach to him as a super negative trait, and I actually think now it's become very situation dependent. I think as long as he has a quarterback that he actually trusts and respects, like he clearly does Wilson, you would agree, right? He will let the guy open the offense up. You and I think, said, does this guy even want to play good offense? And I think a lot of people agreed with us. Like, you'd look at him and be like, what the hell? Does he even like offense? He does. But he only wants it on his terms, and that's only if he trusts the guy running the show.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com